This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. First off, a warning. There are some spoilers for some great shows ahead.
Great shows.
Tonight marks the beginning of the end of an, oh my God, so totally confusing but still strangely compelling journey. For those who've stuck with the show for the last 5 years, it's the last season of Lost.
This is what you've been wasting your time on?
Dudes, listen. Our lives suck. Everyone's nerves are stretched to the max. I mean, we're lost on an island, running from boars and monsters, freaking polar bears.
Polar bears?
You didn't hear about the polar bear?
A few years ago, it was announced that Lost would have this definite end date, and one of our staffers said, yay!
Many of our staff said yay.
It's true, because look at it this way. Good TV is best enjoyed like a lovely dinner, just enough to leave you wanting more, not an all-you-can-eat buffet.
There are a lot of shows that could learn from having an expiration date. There's an actual word for this. TV executives, you actually came up with it on Happy Days. Remember the Jump the Shark episode?
We both make one jump. There's only one condition. We jump an obstacle.
Well, let's make it something big, you know, like your head.
Good one.
Oh, it's big, all right. It's the shark.
So Happy Days jumped the shark, but let's take case one, The Office. The American Office continues on and on with its sixth season. But, you know, I think they can learn a lesson from the predecessor show, Over the Pond, The British Office.
The people you work with are people you were just thrown together with, and yet you spend more time with them than you do your friends or your family. And so when someone comes in who you have a connection with, and Dawn was a ray of sunshine in my life, but if I'm really being honest, I never really thought it would have a happy ending.
Of course, the guy does get the girl, but do you know how quickly it took the show to get from beginning to end? Just 13 episodes.
13?
That's it.
Isn't that kind of an unlucky
13
number?
Classics. Instant classics. That's the way the Brits do things. Short and sweet.
You know what? You got to know when to quit while you're ahead. There's some shows that had the chance to end early and wrap things up, but they kept going. Case number two, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That show was on for 7 years, but get this. At the end of its fifth year, the network was dropping, and that was good timing because the show had planned a big finale. Buffy saved her sister's life by sacrificing her own.
Don, listen to me. Listen. I love you. I will always love you. This is the work that I have to do.
Doesn't that sound like the end of a really good, strong ending? That's where the series was supposed to stop. No Buffy, no Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But then what happens? The show got picked up by another network. They had to resurrect Buffy.
Well, it is about vampires. I mean, they can do anything they want.
Well, yeah, but, you know, according to our producer, Leo, the quality of the show just went straight down the tubes.
Poor, poor Buffy. But there are some shows that can be a model of knowing when to end it, although we had a little debate around The Office here. Ones that stay on the air for just long enough, like The Wire.
When you walk through the garden.
The creators set the show up like a Greek tragedy or a Shakespeare play with a story arc that only spanned 5 seasons. That way, when the last few episodes aired, there were no loose ends to tie up.
Either we fix this police department and the crime goes down, or we don't, and the crime stays up.
Commissioner, we're talking about a little help. In the next couple quarters, that's all.
No.
What the?
Tell the mayor his debts will be clean.
5 seasons, 5 acts. You can't improve on Shakespeare. So TV executives, I know it's hard to let go of the cash cows, but you can't risk the quality. I mean, 24, the show's got to go. American Idol, get rid of it. It's done. Over.
Expiration dates, they're great for milk. Why can't you use them for TV shows, please? And listeners, if you have a show that you think needs to go, that has reached its expiration date, let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.